Meanwhile, the Department of Fish and Game has just released its long-term research plan to manage and ideally prevent future Chinook salmon disasters like the one Alaska experienced last year. The proposal calls for better estimates of young salmon populations on a number of major rivers, and it puts an emphasis on getting more local knowledge of fish stocks. To come up with the plan, the Fish and Game research team looked at 10 of the state's major Chinook fisheries and studied their returns over the past couple of decades. Since 2007, every single run showed an average decline. Bob Clark, a fishery scientist with the department, says the results were striking.
Until we assembled the data and looked at it, it became really clear that this was very different than the declines we've seen sort of that would be here and there, and parts of the state would be doing well and other parts would not be doing well. This is really a statewide downturn.
In Norton Sound, the average subsistence harvest dropped by a third during the past 5 years, and in Bristol Bay, the commercial take was less than half what it was the decade before. Sport fishermen in Cook Inlet have also seen their catch cut down from about 75,000 fish to fewer than 50,000 in that time period. According to the report, the only fishermen who saw their average take of Chinook salmon increase in recent years were those working on trawlers in the Gulf of Alaska. Clark says a lot of factors, from climate change to bycatch, may have contributed to that decline, and that uncertainty has made the runs challenging to manage.
The best thing we can do is understand as much as we can what causes the downturn to happen so that we can at least get an idea that it's coming. And when it is coming, we can do a better job managing.
Implementing the research plan would cost a little over $10 million a year, with much of that money going to data collection efforts on Alaska's biggest drainages. The governor has already included money for the plan in his budget for the next year, but the legislature still needs to approve the expense.